Okay, so let's start with some questions first, just to warm up, get our minds moving.
Moving minds.
Copying the copper coffee pot. It was a proper cup of coffee in the copper coffee pot. Get this shit going.
Okay, so first question. Should we have a fun question or
my girlfriend just sent me one for the show, but it's in a fan fiction form, and it's Bruce Lee and Mr. Bean need to take down Nazi Germany.
Nice.
That would pretty work. That would be nice. That would be fun times.
Should we start with a fun question or a serious film related question?
I say let's serious film then fun.
Okay. So this one from Alex, not safe for work, Keen. Which actor has the most undeserved success?
I don't want to say actors have undeserved success.
Jeremy Renner.
I mean, I knew that was coming.
They go in and they work. They do their job.
Yeah, like yeah. Jeremy Renner. He just does his work. Moves on to the next one.
Goes in.
Yeah, he walks
just
in.
Just says the lines.
Walks
the lines,
in.
Leaves. But
clocks out.
takes one fucking archery lesson and goes, this is too hard. I'll just read the lines on the day.
That's me done for the day.
Bow into my hands.
Literally what he did. That motherfucker.
He's terrified of bows.
He was given one of the best jobs in the whole goddamn world, and he half-assed it. Jeremy Renner, half-assed Hawkeye.
Well, the thing is, right, Hawkeye is pretty half-assed as a idea, really.
He's just a guy who shoots good.
I shoot good. That's my thumb.
It's like, so yeah, we've got a guy that can... What bottles are that?
What was that, Frank?
No, I said, you need some shooting done, I'll do it good. Not great, just good.
Don't bother asking that Deadshot guy, he's from another universe.
Hawkeye,
I've got the eye. I don't even have the eye of a hawk, it's just sort of a name. It's just sort of a military sort of handle thing, you know? They call me that, hey, it's me, Stan Lee. And I'm here to tell you about my new superhero, Hawkeye. He's here to save the day using his shooting things good. He can shoot real good, and sometimes he's amazing at running around. He can't fly.
Stan Lee.
Other people to, right. Hello, my boy.
Stan Lee, to someone who hasn't seen a Marvel Cinematic Universe film before, can you please describe to me the Avengers, like, in order of relevance?
Well, first, let me say, I can't believe you have never seen a Marvel movie. I will tell you that they are the most amazing and fantastic adventures you will ever see in your life. Now, on to your question, my boy. Now, if you're not a silly person, you'll have heard of Captain America. He's a great guy with a great... He's got buns of steel. Real cool dude. He knows where it's at, and that's the fact. Then comes Iron Man. He's a real humdinger of a fella. He knows the way. He can shoot blasts of energy out of his hands, feet, and chest for some reason.
Now about that Hulk. He's a real firecracker, that one.
He doesn't know what the way, but he's, you better not tick him off. Because you know where that fist is going. That's right. Punch. Next, you've got the spooky other one. I can remember.
You got three so far.
Thor. He's from a spooky world other than ours. It's...
Thor, he is number four in thy list.
He's got a hammer, but not for building. No, it's for hurting evil with his justice. He is the god of Lord Terror, and he's gonna thunder your face. Next, we've got the Black Widow. She has the power to jump over and behind people and hurt them without being detected. They won't see what's coming when Black Widow's on the case. After that...
What?
Shoot good. That's the list of all the events.
Excuse me, Stanley. What does shoot good do?
Shoot good, otherwise known as it in his military... In the military parlance as Hawk Eye, has... Well... He got a bow and arrows, and he can use them to shoot.
But you said he shoots good, right? Does he not carry around a gun? Surely that'd be more effective at killing things.
Probably not. Because, well, when you've got a bow and arrow, when you shoot good, who needs a gun?
Well, what if someone has any sort of armor that is from the modern age, Mr. Stanley?
Special arrows. Special no armor arrows. They hurt you. So that's the list of the most important people in the Avengers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Stan Lee. I'm sure we may be hearing more from him in a later episode.
You're welcome, boy. And remember, don't be a silly person. Watch Marvel. Amazing Spider-Man. He's in the Avengers as well, you forget sometimes.
So, from Ross _ Originals, we've got, where's my elephant?
Now, is that a question or is it a prompt for a film?
No, now, it's just a question. It's in the questions column.
Okay. Now, Ross is a friend of the show. He's a patron, so we know him reasonably well. He's always interacting with the show. He's always giving us great titles and stuff. I didn't know he had an elephant.
You know, like, whenever someone has a pet, you kind of become the kind of person that's like always mentioning that they have a pet. Like, I'm constantly talking about, oh, I got a bird. She's a cute little parakeet. And I just recently got another bird. He's a cute little parakeet. You'd think that, like, if someone had an elephant, they wouldn't shut the heck up about it at all.
That's what's leading me to think that he doesn't have an elephant. In fact, he was promised an elephant.
Oh, oh God, no.
We need to review the Patreon terms and conditions.
Did we accidentally put... We'll give you an elephant in the terms and conditions in the patron reward
for the $5 patrons only. It doesn't extend either way. Just only, for the $5 patrons, we'll get you an elephant.
So he's just asking. It's a customer complaint. Where's my elephant?
It's on its way, Ross.
See, I think what happened is that you meant to type in element, and you were going to send them, like, a little bit of, like, copper or, like, a little bit of maybe even some silver if they're, like, you know, high level, but, like, just a little bit. Anything that's on the periodic table. But
we'll choose an element at random.
You were doing this on your phone, and it auto-filled it as elephant.
Yeah, well, that's not what... I mean, if you haven't been to the Patreon already, do go over there, patreon.com/ Life's a Pitch podcast. But, right... That is one. We will send you an element at random.
It's true. It's 100% true. If they're lying, you could sue them.
It's usually hydrogen, oxygen, or nitrogen. I don't know why, but it skews that way. We roll the dice behind closed doors, obviously, and it just tends to be oxygen, hydrogen, or nitrogen, and we just send it, you know, airmail.
Yeah.
By airmail, I mean, you know, it just turns up.
Matt has learned how to control the wind and can just send the oxygen to you. So you don't know if it's the breath you have 5 minutes from now or the breath you have in a week. One of those has some oxygen that Matt sent you.
That's a present from me to you.
That so enjoy sounds...
that. Enjoy that breath while you can.
That sounds oddly stalker sexual.
Because eventually it's all going to be mine.
Like, Matt's just going to turn up, jump out from behind a brush and just breathe down your mouth.
That's only for the very...
Here's the oxygen I sent you.
That's only for the very high tiers of patrons.
Yeah, at least $15. Yeah. I'm sorry, pounds.
No, it's dollars.
It is dollars.
Oh. It's dollars.
Yeah, we get paid in dollars. Because, to be honest, our exchange rate is so weak, it's basically the same now.
We were deciding on it, like, right after Brexit happened.
And we were like, let's get paid in dollars. Let's get paid in dollars.
You made a very good tactical decision there. Yeah. And then, well, the United States election happened, and...
Yeah, well, dollar's still strong.
You kind of screwed the pooch.
Dollar's still strong because everyone's like, we might get tax cuts like Ireland.
Yeah, we were like, I think it was just after the Brexit referendum, and we were just like, you know what? Two shitty things can't happen politically in 1 year.
Oh, that's impossible.
Yeah. Hillary's definitely going to get in.
Yep.
Bernie can still win, guys.
He can still win.
He can still win, you're saying this in August 2017. But he can still win!
Holding out hope. Got a fingers crossed for him.
I can still win a year and a half after the 1% voted for the 69% of things nice. Going on in the world right now.
We've had 13 recounts, and every single recount I have done myself.
For Bernie!
100% of the votes that Bernie recounted were Bernie votes, which says
for some reason everything was scratched out and Bernie was written in on the bottom in my handwriting.
It took me a while.
Does not detract from the fact that it is my votes.
It took me a while because it takes a little while to get a crowbar and break into the place where they store all the ballot votes, but. Lot of security on that place, but I'm sure that we can find a way to overthrow President, not President Trump, because I am the president. I have recounted, and that's true.
All of it.
Hillary sucks.
Yay, Bernie! So we've got another question from Alex, not so proven keen. We've got best product placement ideas that should have happened.
Best product placement ideas. Well, firstly, right? Okay, so product placement. Obviously, you're going with the bonds and stuff where they put like I don't know, Stella. He has a bottle of Stella or whatever in a scene or what have you. And we're all supposed to go. Well, Bond drinks Stella. I better do the same.
Right now, where's my Stella? Crying at the cinema.
Stella.
I'm thinking Pepsi in Lord of the Rings.
This was forged in the fires of Mount Pepsi.
But I don't want to take the ring to Mount Doom, Gandalf. I want to drink this cool, crisp Pepsi.
The One Ring was forged. In the bubbly fresh pool, a bubbly fresh pool of Pepsi. That's where it gets all its magic from, Frodo.
Coke in Star Wars. To go on that. So, to counteract.
The great, Blade Runner, like, Blade Runner style giant billboard in that city where Anakin just fails to stop an assassination attempt, basically.
He stops it.
Yeah, but, like, he's rubbish at it, though, isn't he? Because he's sulking.
Yeah.
Like, he could have caught...
Right, hang on. Bodyguards don't really matter if they're sulking as long as they get the bodyguarding done.
He could have caught them, though, couldn't he? Could have caught them before they got killed by killer.
I think I might have thought of the best one.
Hmm?
Life insurance companies in Final Destination films.
Yes. Very good.
Yes.
That would make a lot of money. I'll tell you what,
just
though.
Immediately walk out of the theater and just like, I need to get some right now.
I had a dream other day.
Like, evangelical Christians must have made a bomb out of things like The Exorcist. And, like, The Omen. You know? Any possession-based demonic thing. You know, you walk right out of there and you're like, I've got to make a donation.
Especially if they had, like, advertisements in the film, like, buy Vatican bonds.
buy your special Vatican bucks. Don't worry about...
Disney dollars. The Vatican.
Pope dollars. Don't worry about what Jesus said in the temple. He wasn't thinking straight.
He was having a tough morning.
Jesus turned over the tables in the temple. Why? Because he couldn't get enough of Pope dollars. I was thinking, like, it's not quite product placement, but if they sold the gadgets that kid has in Goonies, you know, that belt thing that had the grabber on it?
And the punch thing.
Yeah.
Squirts oil stuff out the back of his shoes.
Yeah, you could have sold all those to me as a kid. I would have been like, yes. I don't know when, but eventually I'm going to be in a situation where I need to squirt oil out the bottom of my shoes.
To blind people. Just.
Or if you really need a cook in a pinch.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. That's our best product placement. Marketing firms, call us.
Mm. Something in Schindler's List. Just something that product placement has no, like,
well,
no presence in.
Well, think. What was the one color that was allowed in Schindler's List?
Red.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. She's the Coca-Cola girl.
The boy in striped pajamas, right? And just they're stood behind this fence, just like trying to get away. People are going, and then they're just like, "Oh man, we're behind this fence." And then, ching 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 ching, holidays are coming, holidays are coming, holidays are coming. Oh, the season, always the real thing. Holidays are coming.
Santa Claus shows up
in a truck, mows down the fence. And breaks out a load of cold, frosty Coca-Colas.
Oh. That's dark. It's really dark.
Run Schindler's List.
That's your fault, Tom.
It's the cut ending to Schindler's List.
Santa turns up and saves them. Smuggles them out in the Coke truck.
He's the
to this day has no idea why he filmed it.
Yeah, he just wanted some levity in it, you know.
when interviewed on the scene, all he replied with was, "I had a Michael Bay moment."
From Daniel Pitts, we've got Pauline Hoovers of Death.
Wait. Well, Pauline
Hoovers of Death.
Hoovers of Death? I thought you said Hooves of Death. I was
Hooves
like,
of Death.
Wow, she's a centaur.
that'd be an interesting kung fu film.
But, right. It's, okay, it is a house cleaner.
Mm.
right? She's like a maid. For all of our American listeners out there who don't understand what house cleaner means.
you're right, we don't know. You're right. House cleaner?
They can't even guess what that means.
It just sounds to us.
So anyway, she's a cleaner, and she's going ahead and sort of, she's working, she's real good at it. It's like, you know in an Adam Sandler movie? Where Tom's just breaking.
Just a maid, for all our American listeners who don't know what a house cleaner does.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Made me laugh.
Get to work,
it's a good joke.
I drive my car or a horseless carriage for all you UK people.
So, so she's a maid, she's a cleaner. And who's it going to be played by? Who could play a maid?
J-Lo.
I mean, yes, we know she's got precedent. She didn't do it well.
Typecast.
Going on to racial stereotypes.
No. This isn't racial stereotypes. This is typecasting. She's already done Maid in Manhattan, all right? So, we know she can do it. But no, I think we go with, because it's got to be, what's she called?
Pauline.
Pauline, right? Pauline is played by, it's got to be someone slightly older, so I'm going to go with...
Theresa May.
Theresa May? Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, she's...
Or the Wicked Witch of the East, for all you UK listeners.
Who don't know who your Prime Minister is.
Oh, I know now, yeah.
Wicked Witch of the East, of course.
Wicked Witch of the East, yeah.
East.
Oh, Theresa May.
So Pauline, she's cleaning houses. She's real good at it, right? She's amazing. She's like throwing, she's like got this, you got this opening, you know, in Adam Sandler films where he's really good at everything for no apparent reason. You know, he's like a stupid guy, but for some reason, he's like learned how to everything. Yeah, you know, the sort of like
a Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, the idiot savant type stereotype.
A slacker who does stuff.
Somehow knows everything about animals because he's watched a load of Discovery Channel or that sort of thing. You know.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. She loves cleaning so much. She's got all these. It's like an Adam Sandler movie. In fact, it could be an Adam Sandler movie. She's got like these feather dusters.
Theresa May, Britain's Adam Sandler.
She's got like these feather dusters on strings tied around her wrists, and she like throws them into the corner of the room, and it just dusts the corner of the room. She swings it around her head, and then she's like, it lands back in her pocket. It's like a whole little bit.
I'm having a lot of trouble imagining that, to be honest with you. Like, my brain is just refusing to imagine this scenario.
She's like pushing it away.
She like she sort of grappling hook throws this vacuum cleaner up to the top, because that's what Hoovers of Death implies, right? You've got it's a vacuum cleaner. So she grappling hook throws one up to the top story window, and like she like winches it up to the window and swings it into the thing, and then she just gets up there. Kicks it down the stairs, and it just hoovers the whole stairs as it goes down because she's so good at it. She's done like an entire high rise tower block in like 3 minutes.
What if this is a Die Hard situation where she's in the building? It's Christmas time, and like thieves enter, so she's got to like kill them all with her hoovering skills. Her hoovering kung fu skills.
She knows the people in this tower block really well. You know, they're not rich people. She gets paid by the council to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she's making her way in the world until she finds out that there is... Oh, yeah, right. That's perfect. It's a kindergarten cop scenario. A witness protection. Someone's been moved in because of witness protection. They're the wife of a mob boss and child of a mob boss, and they're going to testify against him. And he's found out where they live, where they've been moved for witness protection, and this is where Doris comes in.
Doris.
Doris.
Doris? No, Doris?
Pauline.
Pauline, shit. I thought she was called Doris.
I thought there was another character named Doris.
Yeah, okay. I was like that. Where you got Doris from?
Doris is played by Maggie Smith. She's the old wife of an old mob boss. And she's in Witter's protection.
Yeah.
Or maybe... Why isn't Pauline the witness protection person?
I don't know. You made it up.
Yeah, I've just, you know, come thinking about it.
I was wondering that myself, Matt.
Why isn't Pauline in witness protection?
So it's like a sister act scenario. She gets moved into this tower block as a cleaner to try and hide her from the mob. And she's used to the high life. Theresa May would be perfect for this.
Mm.
Completely out of touch with the working class.
Yeah.
So she's like really trying, and then she what she is good at is she knows how to kill a man.
I mean, and this time not just by taking away all their benefits.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Political. So. I thought you were going to go and do an end run around the room then, Frank.
victory lap for my joke.
But yeah, so she knows how to kill a man, she just doesn't know how to clean. And her friend Doris, played by Maggie Smith, teaches her the ways of cleaning. And then eventually these goons break into the tower block and take a lot of people hostage. And
her cleaning skills... can save
use
the day.
Cleaning skills can to care. There we go. That's the short version.
Cool. That's the short version.
Yeah.
That was a good pitch.
That was a very good pitch. I've got an idea for this one, guys. From Jeff Beard, we've got "Don't Kick My Balls." So this one, right? You know how the nuclear weapons are fired by a red button?
I'm intrigued now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Somehow, one of Nicolas Cage's testicles gets replaced by the red button.
So, like...
Honestly, I don't want to go further with that, because I just want to, like... I think the potential for that is infinite. And to nail it down as anything specific would ruin it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I kind of feel like Nick Cage going in for a vasectomy, and next door, there's a war council happening for some reason. And then terrorists invade the war council, and they're like, we need to hide it somewhere.
But it has to be within a 5-minute walk of here.
Yeah.
They look at his red ball on a little plinth and go, right, we can swap it with that.
Swap them, yeah, because the weird thing is Nick Cage's testicles were by chance. Nick Cage, by chance, his ball already looked like a red button.
So yeah. They do the Indiana Jones swap.
Yeah, and then the terrorists end up with Nick Cage's ball. And there's a whole subplot of them pressing it, and then, like...
Oh, man.
I only came in because the president stole my wife.
Benedict Cumberbatch is so angry because the president stole his wife. He tried to steal the red button, but ended up with the ball. And
Nick Cage is the man with the ball button.
Yeah, but Benedict Cumberbatch tries to steal the red button as a terrorist and ends up with Nick Cage's ball instead.
Now
he's got a personal vendetta against Nick Cage and his ball. But at some point, Nick Cage has got to go turn to the president and say, "The terrorists have got my ball and a vice.
We need to send the nukes now." And he's about to grope his balls, and they go, "No!"
The council general's like, "No!
Don't touch your balls, Nick Cage." He's like, "I'm gonna touch my balls."
unless someone starts listening to me, I'm going to touch my ball. All right. Now, nobody move. I got a thing to say, and if you don't listen, I'm going to touch my ball. And then, you know, he doesn't in the end because he learns of abstinence.
But then he's... He's still...
I like films that end disappointingly. So, like, it's just, I'll touch my balls! And it slowly fades to black as it's continuing to rant, and then it ends right there. There's no resolution. You're left to wonder.
At one point,
he touch his balls?
At one point, I don't know how you can write this scene in, but he should just be running around Washington, D.C. going, "Don't kick my balls! Don't kick my balls!" Yeah.
And we don't need to write that in. We could just, like, insert that scene anywhere in the film.
Yeah.
It could be the scene transition. Like, whenever we go to a different area, it's him running around, "Don't kick my balls! Don't kick my balls!"
So they remember the title of the movie.
It's the opening scene before the operation.
Yeah.
It's the same footage every time, and if it needs to go from, like, you know, left to right, we just flip the photography, and all the words are backwards.
It's like a Star Wars swipe transition. It's just like him running in front of the next scene, going, "Don't kick my ball."
One from Dwatagu, and that is Dragon's Stance. The Dragon's Stance.
It's a political film.
What?
Basically, there's a whole tournament to try and of journalists, of political journalists. Basically, right, there's an election going on, right, and or it's just like there's a referendum just happened, like Brexit a little bit, but during the course of it, it's completely tied up 50-50, right? During the course of this, they discover that dragons are real, and there's one. Living in the mountains of Scotland, and due to ancient Arthurian laws, he gets a vote. So it's a martial arts tournament of journalists to try and find out how to be the one to get the dragon's stance on the issue.
Yes, I like it.
Hello, I'm back now.
Hello.
I am back now.
Hi there. Hey, it's me, the littlest earthworm. How are you?
Not that guy again.
How are you? I'm good.
That guy.
The littlest earthworm here.
I want some dirt.
I've been cooking up some dirt all afternoon. It's gonna go to waste. Do you want some dirt?
Frank, this is a character he cooked up on one of the streams, and.
It won't go away.
Everyone hates it. Everyone hates that character. Like, every person in the stream at the time went, "Stop, please.
Hey.
Please stop.
It's me. Littlest earthworm here. Just gonna say, we love you all.
Stop it.
I love you.
I feel genuinely loved.
I love you too, Frank.
Aww.
How's
sick?
How's the fan cam going? Is it good?
It's getting better.
Good.
So you can ask for.
If I'm gonna show some self confidence, yeah.
You want some dirt? I got some dirt all cooked up. Hate for it to go to waste.
Yeah, sure. I'll have some dirt.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't want to upset the little fella. I'm going to accept the dirt. I feel like they might be secretly dangerous.
I got a little...
I like how fast this became a D&D campaign.
Got a little Tupperware box for you with some dirt in it.
The D&D campaign I was playing in earlier today...
Here you go, Frank. Here's your involved... dirt, Frank.
Thank you.
What are you talking to him for? I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, this is what you didn't know about Littlest Earthworm. He's very, very possessive. Yes, jealous very fast.
What are you talking to him for, Frank?
Nothing.
I gave you my dirt. I gave you the dirt that we had left over, and then and then you just go and talk to another person.
Oh yeah, he also considers his, any generosity that he makes. He believes he can cash that in later. He's one of those manipulative people who things for you, but later on, you better pay for it.
I'm not manipulative. Don't say that about me. Why would you say that about me? You had some dirt too, remember?
You can't hear me. I'm the dungeon master.
You had some... Don't roll a nat 20 on me. I'll come back as two.
All right. I rolled an 18 to squish the worm.
you got a plus 3 modifier to hit. What's the littlest earthworm's armor class, Tom?
You want some dirt?
It's a 16, and that
you
means
you ate
that
some dirt. My modifier is
with your squish attack.
I rolled a 3 plus 2 on my damage.
5 damage. That's all the hit points little earthworm has. He's dead.
It's a lot of hit points for an earthworm.
Yeah, but he's the littlest, so
I'm the littlest one. So I got all the hit points. Yeah,
being extra small gives him more.
That's
hit points.
That's me. I'm the littlest earthworm. Don't you know?
He's got a high dex. That's why he has such a high AC. But you rolled a 19, so you know you expect that to hit.
Okay, I'm going back in the ground.
Okay, fuck
later.
Off. See you
nice
later.
To meet you, Frank.
Nice to meet you too.
Enjoy the dirt.
I will.
I made it.
I'm eating it right now. It's delicious.
Suck a dick.
It's good.
Hate you.
It's good dirt.
All right, bye.
See you later.
I immediately put a heavy rock on top of where it goes into.
Hey guys.
Hi. Where you been, Tom?
I just went to get some dirt.
You missed the little earthworm. He came out.
Oh, I got some fresh dirt right here if you want it.
Oh, shit. I'll take that from you. Cool. Yeah, I couldn't find any in the cupboard, so.
Little earthworm stole it all.
Oh, he's a lovely guy, isn't he?
A shitty fuck asshole he is.
Oh, don't say that about him.
No, I will.
He did not have a nice thing to say about you, Matt, when I talked with him the other day.
Yeah, that's because the littlest earthworm is a c***hole. hole. A shitty, shitty c***hole. Hole.
Wow. He's only tiny. He can't.
Oh, right. Oh, just because you're tiny, you can't be a bad person. Well, yeah, he is.
He is a bad person. He's an earthworm.
He's manipulative.
Well, rude. He's my friend, so...
Yeah, well, you've got bad taste in people, then.
Let's get on to another one.
Manipulating you, Tom.
Let's get on to another one, shall
Don't
we?
Don't let him manipulate you. He'll make you push all your other friends away.
Let's get on to another one. Let's just shut up about the littlest earthworm. I hate hearing my friends being dissed, especially on this podcast. So we've got one from... Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Lives of Pitch deleted scenes...
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.